It's Thursday, June 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Solm. Three things to know today. Datto releases the Global State of the Market 2020 report, Zoom changes position on end-to-end encryption, and tech and Juneteenth. This is the business of tech. Let's kick off today with what is clearly catnip for me, a research report. Datto has released their Global State of the Market report for 2020. Here are the highlights. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, MSPs were expected to grow by 17%. After the start of the pandemic, 40% of MSPs expect to reduce their growth projection by at least 10%. Nearly 40% of MSPs reported annual revenue of $2.5 billion. Over the past 3 years, 22% of MSPs reported that their total revenue per year grew by up to 5%, and 24% of MSPs reported growth of up to 10%. Thus, SMB customers increasingly depend on MSPs for their IT services, Datto says. The survey found that 57% of MSPs expect the use of on-premises servers for critical applications to decline over the next 3 years. Why do we care? By the way, of course, Datto claimed there are still growth opportunities. That's a lot of optimism in every quote I've read related to this. Been there, don't care. I wouldn't expect someone there to sound any alarm bells. It's bad for investors. But remember, they did just lay off some people. Now, my specific reactions to the data. 43% of MSPs are not saying there will be a decline in the use of on-premises servers. My educated guess? These will align to the 25% of the market that Forrester thinks will go out of business. Please don't be in that group. Given that there is a general, non-data-driven optimism in the market, to see 40% of MSPs reducing projections by at least 10% should tell you something. Note that my guidance has been to build projections assuming a 30% reduction in order to endure the coming turbulence. I'd offer that this 40% will be in the group who will perform the best going forward. I've included a link to Channel EDE's assessment too. I think Joe has some good insights. Zoom, back in the news again, this time changing their decision on offering end-to-end encryption for all. The company claims, after discussions with civil liberties organizations, child safety advocates, security experts, and the government, now free users will undergo a one-time verification process in order to enable end-to-end encryption. Why do we care? Look, I thought the approach initially made some sense, and I'm fine being wrong on this one. You have to commend Zoom's leadership. They are responsive and engaged with their user base and the larger community around it. That's my big takeaway here. Being nimble and responsive is absolutely possible, and it's how you respond to a misstep that really matters. I had a great dialogue with one of my Patreons about exactly this issue, and my position was that I was a supporter of Zoom. And this is actually one of the reasons why. I like an organization that listens and moves and reacts. I don't expect them to be perfect, and I judge them on this style of behavior. He very reasonably responded that he embraces the Microsoft stack, a position I can't find any fault in. Tomorrow is Juneteenth. On June 19th, 1865, enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas were told they were free, and this has now been celebrated since to commemorate the end of slavery. This year, following the killing of George Floyd and the significant shift in cultural thinking about the Black Lives Matter movement, the holiday has taken on significantly more importance. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is encouraging employees to cancel meetings to take time to reflect, learn, and support each other. Uber, Twitter, and Square have all declared a paid holiday, part of a growing list of companies observing the holiday, which includes Adobe, Grubhub, Lyft, MailChimp, MasterCard, Netflix, PagerDuty, Patreon, Sequoia Capital, Slate, Splunk, Spotify, Thomson Reuters, and TikTok. Why do we care? This continues to be a very important conversation to have. Actions do speak, and both big and small actions matter. This holiday alone isn't a plan or enough, but it is forward movement and a recognition of the difference in experience of African Americans in this country. Make each action deliberate. There will be no podcast tomorrow in recognition of the Juneteenth holiday. I'll be spending my time on this, doing more thinking. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. As mentioned, there'll be no podcast tomorrow in recognition of the Juneteenth holiday. I'm interested in hearing from listeners on thoughts of the kinds of coverage around this that you'd like to hear and stories you want more information around. Please reach out. Let me know what you're thinking. Have a great weekend. There will be a bonus episode this weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.